Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Easter. Lapon reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Easter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Mitchell moves to third. Doby moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell scores. Doby moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to third. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Easter. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pretty moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mullen throws the ball into Pretty, who tags Hegan, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Pretty goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Wirtz scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Groth goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Tigers. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson is walked intentionally. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krahoski scores. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Tigers. Jesse Flores now pitching. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Tigers, 6, Indians, 6. Art Houdeman now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a triple. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby is walked intentionally. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-4 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Krahoski moves to third. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Aaron Robinson. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krahoski scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-6, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Paul Calvert now pitching. Herb Conyers pinch hits for Jesse Flores. Herb Conyers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conyers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker pinch runs for Herb Conyers. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 5-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.